Hey, Mike, but you know what, man? Since I met you, you always treated me like a brother. I told my old lady, I said, I remember when he was broke like I was.
Nigga, you was never broke, man. No, you still more fucking drugs than Boston George, motherfucker. What are you talking about? Boston George used to borrow money from you. He just got out of jail after 90 years being locked up. Then he got... Have you met him before?
Yeah, we met a couple times.
Duh, it's so crazy. That's like one of my favorite movies.
He was too drunk to remember.
What?
Every time we met.
Nigga, the movie Blow is like one of my favorite movies. So I got a chance to meet with him when he got out of jail. Because I saw that movie at least 100 times. And I'm like, damn, man, I felt so bad for that last drug deal he tried to make.
Oh, yeah, that one was cold. But that's the same thing happened to me, mother sucker.
Is that what happened to you?
That's how they set me up, yeah.
What?
I wasn't selling dope no more. I quit.
It's always that last... It's like when you you cheated on your old lady, like, you know, it was my last time cheating. And the bitch right there with the camera cut your ass. You know, it's like your last time doing something. It's exactly when you get caught.
Damn.
I'm like, it's going to be my last piece of pussy. I'm going to marry her. I'm never going to do nothing wrong. And if fucking, you fucking around and get caught a camera, and then she pop out of nowhere, like, get your dick out that woman, motherfucker.
Hey, I like the movie so much, you know, I went and hired Nick Cassavetes, the guy who wrote it, to write mine.
For real?
Yeah, Nick wrote my script.
So the script is written, it's almost ready to go?
Yeah, but them motherfuckers only offered me $850,000 and told me to turn around and walk away.
What? Nah, hell no. Tell them niggas to make that shit in your sleep. Tell them in 1986 you made that shit in your sleep, motherfucker. Tell them you used to wipe your ass with money. You used to eat money and shit change. You are so rich, you don't even sleep. You hired niggas to sleep for you. When they wake up, you fire them. Like, go the fuck to sleep, nigga. I'm tired. Why are you up? I'm tired because your ass is not asleep.
I was telling everybody how you was. I said, man, this motherfucker here, man.
800,000.